Now, the boys and girls, and we continue as we move through the Bible, boys and girls, and we come now to one man in the Bible who is a very, very important man in the Bible, as God has given him to be important, of course, and as God tells us about him in his holy word. That man, of course, is Abraham. And you know, it's a strange thing, boys and girls, that for the first part of the book of Genesis, the first few chapters, you're told, as you might say, about the whole wide world, about how God created all the world, and about all the people that lived in the world. And of course, how God came, you remember, and judged the world on account of the people's sin and account of their wickedness. And then you have that great account about the ark and Noah and his family. And then they come out into the new world, as you might say. And then the world begins to increase again until up to that point last time, you remember, when we spoke about the Tower of Babel and how people began to worship God in their own way and not the way that God wished. And how God then came and confounded their tongues, you remember, caused them all to speak in different languages. And then he scattered them to the four winds of the earth. So you get all that account, but that's really in the first part of the book of Genesis. And then the rest of the book of Genesis, most of the part of Genesis, in fact, is taken up really with just a few men, with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob and with Joseph as well. Others, of course, but especially these men, this man Abraham, and then his son Isaac, then his son Jacob, and then his son Joseph. And so the Word of God begins to tell us about some men in particular. And when the Word of God does that, it does it for this reason. It does it so that we might learn from these men. These men, and some of the women too, of course, they are examples for us. They teach us how we ought to live before God. Because God doesn't only tell us in words what we should do or what we shouldn't do. God also gives us to see that in people, in men and women, so that we might learn from their example. Sometimes, as we'll see, even with Abraham, his example isn't a good example, therefore we're not to follow that, but we're to learn not to follow that. Other times, and most times, of course, his example is a good example, and we're to follow that example of Abraham. Now, the great way that Abraham is an example to us all is this, that Abraham believed God. Abraham had faith in God. When God spoke to Abraham, Abraham would open up his ears and open up his heart to hear what God was saying to him. And as he opened up his ears and opened up his heart to hear what God said, then he did what God said to him. And so the great example that Abraham especially is in the Bible is that he is an example of faith. Faith simply means believing God and doing what God says. And Abraham is the great example to us of faith. In fact, Abraham is called in the Bible Faithful Abraham. And it says time and time again that Abraham believed God. So it's Abraham then that we're going to be thinking about over the next couple of weeks or so. But to begin with, start at the beginning, Abraham didn't always believe God. And in fact, you see, when God scattered those people all over the world because of their wrong worship of him at the Tower of Babel, some of those people went to a place called Ur of the Chaldees. U-R, that's spelled. It's a town. And the people that went to that particular place, they began to worship God in their own way. They had all been scattered, but still, they were determined to worship in their own way. And in fact, they began to worship the moon. If you're ever down in London, if you ever go to a great big place called the British Museum, you can go to a section of the British Museum and it tells you about Ur of the Chaldees. And it tells you about how those people worship the moon there in that city, that town of Ur. Well, Abraham was one of the residents of that town. And of course, Abraham, like all the rest of the people, he would have worshipped the moon as well. He worshipped idols as well. The Bible says, in fact, that their fathers, the beginning of the children of Israel, that they worshipped idols there in the land of the Chaldeans. And so Abraham, he would have worshipped idols just like all the rest of them. Then one day God came and God spoke to Abraham. We're not told how he spoke to him. We're not told when exactly he spoke to him. But we're told that God spoke to Abraham. And God told Abraham that he was to rise up and come out of that land of Ur of the Chaldees, and that he was to go into a land that God would show him. God didn't tell him where he was to go exactly. God simply said to him, Abraham, you're to come out of Ur of the Chaldees and you're to go into another land. And as you go, then I'll show you the land that you are to go into. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that Abraham believed God. And Abraham listened to what God said. And then Abraham got up and with some of his family, he began to come out of that land. And he began to go in the way that God said he would tell him to go. And so the great thing about Abraham, you see, right at the beginning, is that he heard God's voice and he believed God's voice and he did what God told him to do. And how Abraham's life begins in the Bible, that's how Abraham's life goes on. Time after time after time, God speaks to Abraham, tells Abraham what to do, and Abraham does those things that God tells him to do. As we say, sometimes, of course, he doesn't do exactly what God tells him to do. You know the reason for that, boys and girls, very simple one, is because Abraham wasn't perfect. Nor was Isaac, nor Jacob, nor Joseph. No person in the Bible, human person in the Bible, was perfect. There is only one who is perfect, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. But at the same time, Abraham many, many times believed God, and because he believed God so much and so often, then the Bible calls him faithful Abraham. Abraham believed God. And so as he starts out believing God right at the start, as God calls him to come out of that land, Ur of the Chaldees, and into the land of promise that he has promised to give him, so Abraham rises up and does exactly what God says. And we'll see what that is as we go on other weeks. But the lesson, very, very important to get the lesson of the Bible. And the lesson is, boys and girls, that we must believe God's voice. To us, God speaks in the Bible, in his word. And so what we have to do is we have to learn and understand what the Bible says, what God is saying in his word, and then we're to believe it. We're to hold it in our hearts. We're to receive it by faith, by believing. You know, of course, one of the first things that the Bible tells us, as far as important things are concerned, is this, that we must believe on Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. None of us is perfect, you see. Not even Abraham. All have sinned, the Bible says. Only Jesus is perfect. And so we must trust in our Lord Jesus Christ as the one who alone can forgive us our sins. That's what the Bible tells us. That's what God says in the Bible. And so when God speaks to us like that in the Bible, then we are to believe what he says. We are to have faith in what God says. So remember the lesson then, as far as Abraham is concerned, is that Abraham was faithful. Abraham believed what God said and did what God said.